No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis Swear, your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Last show of 2025. Hopefully you've had an amazing Christmas and are looking towards celebrating the end of the year and blowing it out in your airplane. Well, I mean, blowing out like fumes and stuff. Nothing, you know, tragic or anything like that. And if you do have an issue, hopefully you have an auto land button like that King Air did this past week. We're going to talk about that. Plus, what a crew member locked himself in the cockpit or something in some kind of protest for not being paid. Is that the way to go about it? We'll discuss it a little bit later on. But before we get into that, let's talk to Captain Dennis about his latest flying exploits here at the end of the year. And, yeah, you did what? You flew in your Mooney 201 and in an air coupe in the last few days, or what, Dennis?
And in a Piper Aerostar as well.
Wow.
So I got multi-engine, I got single engine, I got formation flying. We've had a busy couple of days. It's kind of nice having a few days off for the holidays. I can actually get to have some fun instead of dealing with that four-letter word, you know, that you're not familiar with.
Yes. Yeah. Work. And it shall not be spoken, especially in a... You know, festive time.
It's a polite company, yes.
Right, as we are right now. Okay, so, well, let's talk about your Mooney 201, I guess, first. What did you do in that one?
So, actually, Sam and I took off in a little bit of a formation flight down to Marathon, to the Keys, to go have lunch with some friends.
Okay, so did he fly the air coupe?
He took his Bonanza,
okay.
And I took the Mooney,
right.
And we flew... Very loose formation, but you could see him on ADS-B, and you could watch him, of course, you know, oh, I'm going to pass the Mooney as he's slowly going on past, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what Bonanza pilots do.
Yeah. Well, they have that option. Yeah, I mean, but it's not that much faster than yours, is it?
It's not. I mean, yeah. But, like, I keep joking with him. It's like, you may be faster than me, but you cannot pass up a fuel stop.
Well, there's that. Okay.
Because he's burning considerably more fuel, to go just, you know, maybe 20 knots faster than
Yeah. But, I mean, he's got to take the win, even if he has to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He'll take the win, and he'll brag all about it, and he deserves to. I mean, it's all about speed.
So was the plan to go down there, do a little lunch, discuss Beach Bash and the Bluegrass coming up in April? Or what?
No, actually, he had some friends in town, and so he asked if I wanted to join with them, and so we loaded up everybody into both of our planes, and flew down and had a nice little lunch down at the Island Fish Company in Marathon.
Yeah.
No, Marathon.
Oh, it's Marathon. Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of the $100 hamburger, it was $100 black and fish sandwich?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And crab
pie.
Cronk fitters and all that kind of
Yum.
Stuff.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
It was a tasty meal. Well worth it.
Yeah.
And the best part is we got key lime pies from the FBO on the way out, so we had fresh... key lime pie to serve for our Christmas meal.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
I think that should be a new tradition, or at least it should be a Florida staple.
Yeah.
The heck with pecan pie and pumpkin pie and things like that. We need key lime pie should be the default for the holiday celebrations.
Right. Well, I can see that becoming a tradition that pretty much anyone listening right now would want to partake in, including myself.
And I think you have to go the extra mile. It just tastes better if you flew to the Keys to get it. I mean, you can go to Publix and get a really good key lime pie, but there's just something about the flight down to get it. It's the ambiance just makes it all that much better.
Yes, indeed. And indeed so. Okay. So you did that and came back and pretty much lunch and flying. That was it on that.
Yeah. That was perfect, too, because we took back off out of the Keys just before sunset, so everybody got to enjoy a nice daytime flight down over the Everglades and out over Florida Bay, and then coming back, we were able to watch the sunset from the airplane and get to experience, you know, kind of both sides of the aviation. You get to see that daytime flight, then you get the nice sunset, and then night flights, I still think they're my favorite. It's just seeing all the little towns, seeing the lights, and then... To me, it's very enjoyable to go night flying.
Yes.
So we got it. It was a perfect opportunity to just knock it all out in one trip.
Well, and plus you get all the extra bonus of Christmas lights, don't you?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think about that, but here in Florida, you know, during Christmas, especially down in the Keys, you'd be surprised how many Christmas lights are out there to kind of make up for the fact we don't have snow and the cold weather. They sometimes go a little overboard on the Christmas lights, which is good. I mean, that kind of, you know, warms your heart.
You're not going to have a Christmas boat parade, Christmas light boat parade in Minnesota. It's just not practical. But down here, it's a staple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did you see some boats while you were flying, or was it just the residents?
And just the residents.
Yeah. I mean, they go nuts with that too, but there you go. That sounds like a pretty good, little run. So yeah, I'm a little jelly. I ain't gonna lie. And it's not because I got a bowl full of jelly or, I don't know.
Well, whatever. You know, we'll leave that out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Work that off, you know, go for a couple longer walks.
It's holidays. Take care of that. That's what you do. You eat too much and that kind of thing. Maybe having a cocktail or two. But, all right, so you got that. And then you did some more flying to get more time in a twin or something. Is that what you were saying? Yeah. So what happened exactly?
Oh, just one of the neighbors wanted to go out and do some flying, and so I got to go fly with him and his Piper Aerostar, which is pretty much a hot rod of the multi-engine airplanes. Yeah. If you've seen American Made with Tom Cruise, it's the same plane. So very, very nice, very fast Piper twin.
Right. So now you are burning some fuel on that thing, though, right?
Oh, yeah. 13 gallons an hour per side after you lean it out. So, ouch. Yeah, she's thirsty.
Okay.
But it's also doing north of 220 without even pushing it.
Yeah. Do you notice a big difference in how it feels when you're flying that much faster than your Mooney?
You don't, but where you notice it is when you get into the traffic pattern and have to slow things down.
Right.
You got to be thinking a little bit farther ahead than you do. It's like, you know, kind of like going to from a Skyhawk to a Mooney. Yeah. You just get used to with a Cessna. Okay, yeah. And then the patterns pull the power back.
Right.
With the Mooney, it's like you got to be thinking about 10 miles ago to be slowing the thing down. Mm-hmm. And this is even more so.
So you just got to stay out in front of the plane, just be on your toes a little bit more. But other than that, well, now you got two engines you have to monitor, but it's not much different once you get up there, though, huh?
They handle the same. In fact, it flies very similar to the Mooney. It's the same push rods, you know, very crisp controls.
Precise. What was the route? What'd you do?
We just went to one of the neighboring airports, needed to get fuel and pick up some parts for the plane because there happens to be a shop over there that specializes in them. So,
right.
You know.
So like, they just adding a
got a seat open. You want to come with?
Well, I was going to say, you got much more room and space in an aircraft like that too, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
It's got about 6 seats in the back and a real nice cargo area. It's a great, great cross-country flying plane.
All right. Well, where are we going to go?
Well, that's, you know, we're waiting for Sam to get his back because he has an Aerostar as well for the Beach Bash.
It's their
corporate plane. So
they're still working on that, right?
Yeah. They're still doing some interior work and other things to it.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is for you to get the time up so when that's ready to go, you can help them out with flying that thing around? Is that the deal?
Yes, sir. You can come snag you and go on a little bit faster trip down to the Keys from Orlando.
I like it. I like it a lot. You throw some dive gear in there and
go bring some lobsters back.
Yep. So when you're flying that aircraft, how much more time do you need before you're, you know, signed off, so to speak?
I'm capable of flying it now. I just want to get more comfortable with it.
Yeah. You're just doing this for your own, being a good pilot and being very comfortable.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, how do you feel after that flight then?
Are you ready to go? A lot better. Yep. Yeah, I think I'm so.
Yeah. I mean, do you think you need even more time or?
I'm gonna steal as much time from these guys as I can. You know what I mean?
Right.
It never hurts to, you know, get a little bit extra time, get a little bit more familiar, learn the systems better. That's the big thing.
Be over-prepared is what you're saying.
Correct.
Right. Yep. Okay. Well, I like the sound of that, especially if I'm going to be one of your passengers in this thing. So there you go. So Dennis has been flying all over. That's what you do at the end of the year. We got some big stories to share with you. We'll discuss next right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.